almost 1.6 million received hospice services. And eight, one reason is too difficult to talk about is death and dying. If the families don't want to destroy the patient's hopes of surviving. And the end of life planning is smart decision making. When you buy a car, it is said you also purchase insurance. You wear a seatbelt. You lock the car when you leave it in a parking lot. And hope for the best, but you are also prepared for the things go south. Nine, when patients think about their last wishes, they should also think realistically about nitty-gritty details of their lives. Will they be able to manage this two-story, three-story home? Will they be able to live alone? And any likelihood of no answer, no, only smart to think of other options. 10. And the last one, we're all going to die. We will normalize that and realize that we all need to make some preparations and plans. It lifts the weight off the shoulders of the patients and families. And most of the time, patients find these conversations reassuring, and that is gratifying to us. Yes, we have Dr. Deepa Kotecha, who has worked with patients. And what is the most difficult thing that happens in hospice care when you want to discuss death with the family?
That's an interesting question. Death is an issue that the family really doesn't want to face. Even once the patients are in hospice care or under hospice care, the patient families in some instances want to take aggressive and heroic measures to try and save life versus measuring the quality of life. And what becomes important at the end is the quality of the life rather than the quantity. So if you prolong the patient's life by a couple of days or a couple of weeks or a couple of months, it is in the patient's family's interest, but it is not necessarily in the patient's best interest because you make him more uncomfortable with lethal medications or measures, for instance. So you have to evaluate these things carefully. You know, it is interesting. Padma Kanji and I used to talk about this, and it comes from Mahabharata. Everybody is familiar with that dialogue that Yudhishthir has, that what is the most interesting thing that Yudhishthir was asked that he sees around, and Yudhishthir replies, that man sees death all around him, and he knows that is the antim sat of life. Those who are born must eventually die, yet man fails to contemplate his own death. And this is the greatest service that Padma Kanji has done, is the antim sanskar. It's an issue that nobody wants to face or talk about, but it is an issue that is realistic, pragmatic, and that needs to be faced head on.
Inevitable.
It is inevitable, yeah. And so you have to plan for it.
But, you know, I've seen that, I understand, you know, everybody knows about people are going to die, they're going to die. But I don't think there are a lot of people preparing for it. I think we have to make them aware more and more.
No matter what, you know, you do a will.
Exactly repeat what I said in Mahabharata. Yudhishthira asked, what is the ascharya?
That's the ascharya
that we all think it's going to happen to somebody else, not me.
Correct, correct.
Yes.
And I think there are some people, they're afraid to do that too, or accept it.
That is true, and that is human nature, unfortunately. You always want to pretend that it doesn't occur, or like Kantibai said, it's going to happen to someone else. And so it is an antim sat of life. Death is where it ends, unfortunately. And so we have to prepare for it. And we have to allow for it. We have to plan for it.
And I don't think the preparation takes that long either.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, there are other sanstas that have also started preparing this, where the attorneys come in and advise. You know, this is what you should have. This is a living will. This is the standing will. This is my last will and testament. This is what's going to happen after I die. All the way up to this is how I wish to be cremated or not, if that's the case. And so it is a process. And it is a process that is not difficult. It is just the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, right? So it is a simple process, yet it is a process. So it is something that one must first face and then initiate, and it takes a few weeks to complete.
All right. And also, I think Kantibai and I talked about it, that we're going to make like a cheat sheet. I mean, there are only a few things you need. When we went to the funeral home to discuss about this, mm-hmm. there were only a few things that we needed. but everything wasn't there. I mean, sometime, okay, I'll give you an example. They required his mother's maiden name and the father's maiden name. Father's maiden name was easy, but the mother's maiden name was not that easy.
Correct. It's a little more research there.
Okay. So, but, you know, like, if that's all you need to know, and Social Security and the driver license numbers.
Well, yeah. Kambati Ji.
These are the things that you need when you contact the funeral home.
Yeah.
And
Kambati Ji made a Hindu package, right?
Right.
Exactly.
With them.
That so is, that was very simple because when we went there, they just talked about the Hindu package. We said, you know, Hindu package. And he explained to us, they take care of the patient taking, all that we had to do is just call them. They'll pick up the body from the hospital. From there, they wait till we go there and discuss about the whole package. If you want to add something additional, that's up to the every individual family. But then everything was included in that package. Which is good because they take care of all the cremation and everything. They give you the ashes and everything else. So it was pretty much, I mean, the package is,
yes, very straightforward.
But, you know, there were only a couple of things that they asked the question we didn't know.
Yeah.
So preparing a cheat sheet would be valuable.
Exactly.
Very valuable.
Because it's not much. It's only a couple of things. But, you know, when you are at home and you discuss about this, you exactly know, okay, these are the names. Maybe you never ask somebody about the maiden names. They might know a little bit.
Right.
Because the way it happened is we had to give Padmakant Bhai's mother's maiden name. The problem was we started with his mom's name, but then put the middle initial to be her husband's, which
right.
is not true.
Correct.
Which is her dad.
Right. Right.
And that's where we got caught in between. But we said, okay, we don't have to give that. Right. And so that was fine.
Yeah.
And the last thing.
Yeah, you're right. And under stressful situations, little things like this will start to make things fall apart. So it's good, very, very valuable to have a cheat sheet.
Also, you know, this will become part of the certificate. And then you will have wrong information in there.
Correct. Correct.
And, you know, like if you have a property or anything in India at that time, it's difficult.
Yeah, it becomes a legal challenge.
Prove. Exactly. And not only that, they ask us, you know, how many certificates you need. Well, you can always have more.
Right.
And if you go back later on to get it, it'll be difficult. Not as difficult. It's not that difficult, but you have to pay more money.
Right.
And... why go through the hassle? You just order.
So just
it
plan ahead.
You never know how many you will need. You may,
might
there
as well
may be some issues that you might say, okay, for some little issue you might need it. You know.
Yeah.
And I am reminded of one conversation I had with Jawahar Malhotra, editor of this Indo-American News. And he told me that he has been writing obituary. And he said, off late, there is a lot of people that we are in a position to help and write about and all this. I think if we can just give a gist of certain notes, you know, that we can even share along with what happened yesterday, I think it will be a very good eye-opener as well as, you know, people to know what Sanatan Hindu Center is trying to help with.
Right, yes. We'll be in touch with him.
Yeah.
मत कर मोह तू मत कर मोह तू हरि भजन को मान ले 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 हरि भजन को मान ले
मत कर मोह तू, मत कर मोह तू, हरे मदन को मान ले, हरे मदन को मान ले, हरे भजन 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 को मान ले, नयन दिए दर्शन करने को, नयन दिए दर्शन करने को, नयन दिए दर्शन करने को, श्रवण दिए सुन ज्ञान रे, श्रवण दिए सुन ज्ञान रे, हरे भजन को मान ले, 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 वदन दिया हरि गुण गाने को, वदन दिया हरि गुण गाने को, हाथ दिए कर दान रे, हाथ दिए कर दान रे, हरे भजन को मान रे, हरे भजन को मान रे, हरे भजन को मान रे, हरे भजन को भजन को मान रे, कहत कबीर सुनो भाई साधो, कहत कबीर सुनो भाई साधो, कबीर सुनो भारी साधो साधो, कहत कबीर सुनो भाई साधो 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 साधो, कौशल निपजत खान रे, कौशल निपजत खान रे, हरि भजन को मान रे, हरि भजन को मान रे, हरि भजन को मान ले, हरे 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 भजन को मान ले, मत कर मोह तू, मत
कर मोह को हर भजन को मान रे हरि भजन को मान रे हरि भजन को मान रे हरि भजन को मान रे
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. It's time for the prayer online. We're going to do the prayer for the people who need the helping hand of our Lord.
Om.
Dear Lord, in the minds, bodies, and souls, wherever their pains and problems reside, may those be released with your compassionate hands on these persons' bodies, minds, and souls, and let all receive the grace of the Lord. We're going to repeat this same prayer one more time.
Om.
Dear Lord, in the minds, bodies, and souls, wherever their pains and problems reside, may those be released with your compassionate hands on these persons' bodies, minds, and souls, and let all receive the grace of the Lord. And we know that Dwarkadish always helps.
Tum kahan chupe bhagwan karo mat deri दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ नाथ शरण में तेरी दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में यही सुना है दीन बंधु तुम सबका दुख हर लेते जो निराश है उनकी झोली आशा से भर देते अगर सुदामा होता मैं तो दौड़ द्वार का आता से धोकर मैं मन की आग बुझाता तुम बनो नहीं अनजान सुना भगवान करो मत देरी दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण जो भी शरण तुम्हारी आता उसको धीर बंधाते नहीं डूबने देते दाता मैया पार लगाते तुम न सुनोगे तो किसको मैं अपनी व्यथा सुनाऊं द्वार तुम्हारा छोड़ के भगवन और कहां मैं जाऊं प्रभु कब से रहा पुकार मैं तेरे द्वार करो मत तेरी दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में 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 तेरी।
Thank you.
Meenakshi Temple, you all know, is been sponsoring this Voice of Sanatan Hindu radio program. Kambati ji accepted our half an hour program for the past 18 years. I have Mala Gopal, one of the board of directors of Sri Meenakshi Temple, join us today. Welcome to the program, Mala. And I know we are having a festival happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. But we had representation from Meenakshi Temple at the Shiv Shakti Mandir the other day, and how Sam Kannappan was instrumental in bringing this radio program through Kambati ji. We going to miss Kambati ji, but we will continue to do the program. And thanks for joining us. And please explain what is happening this week at Sri Meenakshi Temple.
Yes, good morning. I'm so happy to be part of this. Mala Gopal, from Meenakshi Temple Cultural Committee Coordinator. We started this Madurai Meenakshi Mahotsavam over the same day we are starting here. It was Vastu Puja on Thursday, and Friday is the first day of cultural event started evening 6 p.m. Started by VHS students opening ceremony, and followed by other groups and the local talented, they came and performed. We every day for 11 days we are having cultural event, and weekdays evening 6 to 8. And today also we are having 3 to 8, because weekend schedules are 8, and Monday through Friday 6 to 8, and next Sunday May 3rd is going to be a Meenakshi Tirukalyan, and the Tirukalyan.
Yeah, go ahead. We are in the middle of the radio program, and so we will go back to Mala Gopal.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mala.
Yeah. May 3rd, after the Meenakshi Tirukalyanam, and finale vocal concert by local talent Shilpa Sadagopans and Padma Saranadans. It's a back-to-back two concerts, and 1:30 to 3:30. That is grand finale. Mm-hmm. I'm inviting people to come join and enjoy this concert. And we are so happy to be there and part of this festival. Thank you so much for giving this opportunity.
And do you have daily Vahanam in the evening? What is happening with the puja part of it? You are having homam every day, as well as what else is happening for the procession and Rathotsavam?
Yeah, every day evening there is a puja, and two times a day, in the morning puja and the evening also. Evening is the Yagasala puja, is every day after the Yagasala, and the 8 p.m. And after cultural program done, it's 8 p.m. procession. It goes to Vahanam and every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there are different Alankaram, and the Ratha Utsavam will be on the 7th day of the festival?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, every day is a different Alankaram. Uh-huh. It goes around the temple. Uh-huh. I'm really inviting everybody to that. I'm there for every day.
I know you're doing a wonderful job. You've been organizing all these cultural programs right from day one. I have been watching, and I'm so happy that you are taking so much interest and bringing variety of good programs on behalf of Sri Meenakshi Temple.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm looking forward to more people to come and enjoy this good opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mala. Thank you for joining today.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Please.
Sri Meenakshi Temple was an integral part of this Voice of Sanatan Hinduism radio program. It so happened Padmakant Kambati ji had a conversation with Sam Kanapan, and when he told him that, you know, your temple should have a separate segment, immediately Sam Kanapan was very excited and introduced Dr. Bala Iyer, who became an integral part of the radio program for about 3 years. And later on, he had to move back to Waco, Texas, where his practice took him over there. So he asked me, you know, I used to bring kids who were learning shlokas at home in our house. We all got together and I told the kids, learn the shlokas very well so I can take you to a radio station where Padmakant Kambati ji was running the show, and he will be delighted to have you children recite the shlokas on air. That is how I myself got introduced to Kambati ji. And when I came to the radio station, he was very happy that all these children in unison could recite the beautiful shlokas. And very often he will make them come in. And later on, many, many kids from different organizations started. You know, we had Ashirvad kids come on a regular basis and, you know, chant shlokas. And they felt so good coming to the radio station. And another person was Namadwar. They brought their children one time and they said this was one of the good experiences that the kids had. And whenever, you know, Meenakshi Temple had a youth camp, either here in Houston or at Barsana Dham, most of the time, the children were interviewed. They used to talk about what all they learned through the camp. Even VHP camp, he has done so many times, calling in and giving their views about what is happening there. We have had a live kind of comments coming from young people, and also participants from many other organizations used to participate in this function, in this program, as well as, you know, broadcasting of our Hindu radio program. As mentioned by Mala Gopal, there is a Chitra Mahotsavam happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. We hope Meenakshi Temple will continue to do this radio program in this voice of Sanatan Hinduism as a dedication. We want to continue this, as this is one of projects that was so close to Kambatiji's heart. I'm going to now play one more bhajan, and this is the Rama Raksha Stotram, and this is also for the healing of those who have, you know, been affected. And most of us, you know, we do have Kambatiji in our hearts, and with that, you know, his mission and vision is what we are trying to project and bring mental peace as well as
Shri Ganeshaya Namaha Asya Shri Rama Raksha Stotra Mantrasya Mudra Kaushika Rushihi Shri Sita Ramachandro Devata Anushtup Chandaha Sita Shaktihi Srimad Hanuman Kilakam Shri Ramachandra Prityarthe Rama Raksha Stotra Mantra Jape Viniyogah Atha Dhyanam
Dhyayeda Janubahum Drutasharadhanusham Baddha Padmasanastham Pitam Vasovasanam Navakamaladalaspardhinetram prasannam Vamankarudhasita Mukhakamalamilallochanam niradabham Nanalankaradeeptam Dadatamurujatamandanam Ramachandram Itidhyanam
Charitam Raghunathasya Shatakoti Pravistaram Ekaikamaksharam Pumsam Mahapatakanashanam Dhyatvani Lotpalashamam Ramam Rajivalochanam Janaki Lakshmanopetam Jata Mukutamanditam Sasitunadhanurbana Panim naktam charantakam Svalilaya jagatratum Avirbhutam ajam vibhum Rama raksham pathet pratnya Papagnim sarvakamadam
Shiro me raghava patu Bhalam dasharathatmajah Kausalyeyo drushau patu Vishwamitra Priya Shruti Granam Patu Makhatrata Mukham Saumitri Vatsalah Jivha Vidyanidhi Patu Kantham Bharata Vandita Skandhau Divyayudha Patu Bhujau Bhagnesha Karmukah Karau Sita Pati Patu Hridayam Jamadagnyajit Madhyam patu kharadvamsi Nabhim jambavadashrayah Sugriveshah katim patu Saktini hanumat prabhu Uru raghutamah patu Rakshah kulavinashakrut Januni setukrut patu Jange dashamukhantakah Padau vibhishana shridah Patu ramo khilam vapuhu
Etam Rama Balopetam Raksham Yasukruti Pathe Sachirayus Sukhi Putri Vijayi Vinayi Bhave
Patal Bhutala Vyoma Charinash Chadma Charinah Nadrashtum Apishaktaste Rakshitam Rama Namabhi Rameti Rama Bhadreti Rama Chandreti Vasmaran Narona Lipyate Papair Bhuktim Muktim Chavindati Jagat Chaitre Kamantrena Rama Namna Bhirakshitam Yakkante Dharayetasya करस्था सर्वसिद्धयः वज्रपञ्जरनामेदं यो रामकवचं स्मरेत् अव्याहताज्ञः सर्वत्र लभते जयमङ्गलम् आदिष्टवान्यथा स्वप्ने राम रक्षामि मां हरः तथा लिखितवान् प्रातः प्रबुद्धो बुधकौशिकः
आरामः कल्पवृक्षाणां विरामः सकलापदाम् अभिरामस्त्रिलोकानां रामः श्रीमान् सनः प्रभुः तरुणौ रूपसम्पन्नौ सुकुमारौ महाबलौ पुण्डरीकविशालाक्षौ चीरकृष्णाजिनाम्बरौ फलमूलाशिनौ दान्तौ तापसौ ब्रह्मचारिणौ पुत्रौ दशरथस्यैतौ भ्रातरौ रामलक्ष्मणौ शरण्यौ सर्वसत्त्वानां श्रेष्ठौ सर्वधनुष्मतां रक्षः कुलनिहन्तारौ त्रायेतान्नौ रघूत्तमौ
आत्तस्सज्जधनुषा विशुस्पृशा वक्षयाशुगनिषङ्गसङ्गिनौ रक्षणाय मम रामलक्ष्मणावग्रतः पथि सदैव गच्छताम्
You are listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We are dedicating today's program to Sri Padmakant Kambhati ji, and you are listening to Sri Rama Raksha Stotram. And Rama Raksha Stotram is a Sanskrit stotra of the hymn of praise used as a prayer for actually protection to Lord Rama. It was written by the saint Buddha Kaushika during the Vedic period. Literary meaning Rama Raksha, protection given by Lord Rama, who is sincerely recites and understands its meaning, receives faith that Lord Rama protects his mind and prepares to know the ultimate truth. It is said that Lord Shiva came to Saint Buddha Kaushika's dream and sung the 38 stanzas. In the special public recitation of the stotra organized during religious festivals, as well as when some shanti has to happen in your life, it is recited and chanting of the stotra as a remedial measure for any kind of loss that you may have had. The Rama Raksha Stotram means salutations first to Lord Ganesha and begins with the hymn of Lord Rama for protection. The author of the hymn is Buddha Kaushika. The deity is Sita Ramachandra. The meter is 8 syllables in quarter. The power, energy of Mother Nature is Sita. Protector is Hanuman. The usage of this meditation and devotion to Sita Ramachandra, and then you meditate upon Lord Rama himself through this stotra. Let me now go ahead and give you the rest of the shastra of Rama Raksha Stotram.
कवची खड्गी चाप बाण धरो युवा गच्छन् मनोरथोऽस्माकं रामः पातु स लक्ष्मणः रामो दाशरथिः शूरो लक्ष्मणानुचरो बली काकुत्स्थः पुरुषः पूर्ण कौसल्येयो रघूत्तमः वेदान्तवेद्यो यज्ञेशः पुराणपुरुषोत्तमः जानकीवल्लभः श्रीमान् प्रमेयपराक्रमः इत्येतानि जपेन्नित्यं मद्भक्तः श्रद्धयान्वितः अश्वमेधाधिकं पुण्यं सम्प्राप्नोति न संशयः रामं दूर्वादलश्यामं पद्माक्षं पीतवाससं स्तुवन्ति नामभिर्दिव्यैर्न ते संसारिणो नरः
रामं लक्ष्मणपूर्वजं रघुवरं सीतापतिं सुन्दरं काकुत्स्थं करुणार्णवं गुणनिधिं विप्रप्रियं धार्मिकम् राजेन्द्रं सत्यसन्धं दशरथतनयं श्यामलं शान्तमूर्तिं वन्दे लोकाभिरामं रघुकुलतिलकं राघवं रावणारिं
रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय विद्महे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः श्रीराम राम रघुनन्दन राम राम श्रीराम राम भरताग्रज राम राम श्रीराम राम रणकर्कश राम राम श्रीराम राम शरणं भव राम राम श्रीरामचन्द्रचरणौ मनसा स्मरामि श्रीरामचन्द्रचरणौ वचसा गृणामि श्रीरामचन्द्रचरणौ शिरसा नमामि श्रीरामचन्द्रचरणौ शरणं प्रपद्ये
माता रामो मत्पिता रामचन्द्रः स्वामी रामो मत्सखा रामचन्द्रः सर्वस्वं मे रामचन्द्रो दयालुर्नान्यं जाने नैव जाने न जाने
दक्षिणे लक्ष्मणो यस्य वामे तु जनकात्मजा पुरतो मारुतिर्यस्य तं वन्दे रघुनन्दनम्
लोकाभिरामं रणरङ्गधीरं राजीवनेत्रं रघुवंशनाथं कारुण्यरूपं करुणाकरन्तं श्रीरामचन्द्रं शरणं प्रपद्ये मनोजवं मारुततुल्यवेगं जितेन्द्रियं बुद्धिमतां वरिष्ठं वातात्मजं वानरयूथमुख्यं श्रीरामदूतं शरणं प्रपद्ये
कूजन्तं राम रामेति मधुरं मधुराक्षरम् आरुह्य कविता शाखां वन्दे वाल्मीकिकोकिलम् आपदामपहर्तारं दातारं सर्वसंपदां लोकाभिरामं श्रीरामं भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहं भर्जनं भवबीजानां अर्जनं सुखसंपदां तर्जनं यमदूतानां राम रामेति गर्जनम्
रामो राजमणिः सदा विजयते रामं रमेशं भजे रामेणाभिहता निशाचरचमु रामाय तस्मै नमः रामान्नास्ति परायणं परतरं रामस्य दासोऽस्म्यहम् रामे चित्तलयः सदा भवतु मे भो राम मामुद्धर
राम रामेति रामेति रमे रामे मनोरमे सहस्रनाम तत्तुल्यं राम नाम वरानने इति श्रीबुधकौशिकविरचितं श्रीराम रक्षास्तोत्रं सम्पूर्णम्
यस् रामेति राम भद्रेति रामचन्द्रेति या स्मरण नरो नारो न लिप्यते पापैर्भुक्तिं मुक्ति च विन्दति ऑन द मैन हु रिमेंबर्स रामा रामभद्रा एंड रामचंद्र सिंस विल नेवर बी अटैच्ड एंड he would get a good life and salvation, which in other words is moksha. So that is what we pray
the soul of Kambatiji, I'm sure he will be on the path towards going towards the Vaikuntha, and our prayers that he is at peace wherever he will be.
कवच देव पूजा का एक प्रमुख अंग है। जिस प्रकार युद्ध में जाने से पूर्व योद्धा लौह कवच से अपने शरीर के अंगों तथा आयुधों को सुसज्ज करता है, उसी प्रकार आध्यात्मिक जगत के लोग दैवी आपदाओं से अपनी सुरक्षा के लिए अपने इष्ट देव से जिस स्तोत्र द्वारा प्रार्थना करते हैं, उसे कवच कहा जाता है। यथाशस्त्र प्रहाराणाम कवचम प्रतिवारणम तथा दैवोपघातनाम शांतिर्भवति वारणम, अर्थात जैसे शस्त्र के प्रहार से चर्म अथवा धातु का बना हुआ कवच अर्थात ढाल रक्षा करता है, उसी प्रकार दैवी आघात से कवच रक्षा करता है। कवच स्तोत्र में सर्वप्रथम विनियोग किया जाता है। विनियोग में यह बताया जाता है कि मंत्र या स्तोत्र का प्रयोग किस संदर्भ में किया गया है, उसके देवता कौन है, ऋषि कौन है, छंद कौन सा है, कौन सी दैवी शक्ति है। इस प्रकार विनियोग द्वारा मंत्र स्तोत्र का पूर्ण परिचय दिया जाता है। तत्पश्चात ईष्ट देव का ध्यान किया जाता है। अंजनी नंदन श्री हनुमान जी श्री रुद्र के अवतार हैं। रुद्रावतार संजगे वायु पुत्र प्रतापवान, रुद्र देह तजी नेह बस बानर भे हनुमान। शास्त्रों में श्री शिवजी को पंचमुखी कहा गया है। उपासना पद्धति में श्री शिवजी की पंचवक्त्र पूजा का भी विधान है। अस्तु श्री हनुमान जी के रुद्र रूप की उपासना के लिए सर्वप्रथम श्री पंचमुखी हनुमत कवच का पाठ करने का विधान है। चारों दिशाओं में इनके चार मुख हैं तथा ऊपर एक मुख है। इस पंचमुख स्वरूप वाले श्री हनुमान जी से अपने समस्त विघ्नों को दूर करने तथा रक्षा करने के लिए प्रार्थना की जाती है। शुद्ध अंतःकरण तथा शुद्ध शरीर से एकाग्रचित होकर प्रतिदिन श्री पंचमुखी हनुमत कवच का 11 बार पाठ करने या श्रवण करने से सभी सिद्धियां प्राप्त होती हैं।
अथ पंचमुखी हनुमत कवचम, अस्य श्री पंचमुखी हनुमत कवच स्तोत्र मंत्रस्य ब्रह्मा ऋषि गायत्री छंदः हनुमान देवता राम बीजम मम शक्ति चंद्र इति कीलकम ओम रौं कवचाय हुम ओम रौं अस्त्राय फट। ईश्वर उवाच, अथ ध्यानं प्रवक्षामि शृणु सर्वांग सुंदरम तत्कृतं देव देवेशि ध्यानं हनुमतः प्रियं पंचवक्त्रं महाभीमं कपियूथ समन्वितं बाहुभिर्दशभिर्युक्तं सर्वकामार्थ सिद्धिदं पूर्वं तु वानरं वक्त्रं कोटि सूर्य समप्रभं दंष्ट्राकराल वदनं भ्रिकुटी कुटिलेक्षणम् अस्यैव दक्षिणं वक्त्रं नारसिंहं महाद्भुतं अत्युग्रतेजो वपुषं भीषणं भयनाशनं पश्चिमे गारुडं वक्त्रं वक्रतुंडं महाबलं सर्वनाग प्रशमनं सर्वभूतादिकृन्तनम् उत्तरं सौकरं वक्त्रं कृष्णदीप्तनभोमयं पाताले सिद्धवेतालं ज्वररोगादिकृन्तनम् ऊर्ध्वं हयाननं घोरं दानवान्तकरं परं येन वक्त्रेण विप्रेन्द्र तारकाया महाहवे दुर्गते शरणं तस्य सर्वशत्रुहरं परम् ध्यात्वा पंचमुखं रुद्रं हनुमन्तं दयानिधिं खड्गं त्रिशूलं खट्वांगं पाशमंकुशपर्वतं मुष्टौ तु मोदकौ वृक्षं धारयन्तं कमण्डलुं बिन्दिपालं ज्ञानमुद्रां दमनं मुनिपुङ्गवम् एतान्यायुधजालानि धारयन्तं भयापहं दिव्यमाल्याम्बरधरम्।